The Power FM Brekkie Show.
One thing I have definitely missed over the last few months, while we have had such a topsy-turvy year, has got to be going to the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And we've unfortunately missed at least one really good movie, The Tenet from Chris Nolan.
Oh, yeah.
When the rest of the world was enjoying that one and I was going, oh, just watching from the outside. It definitely sparked that inside me, that feeling of wanting to go back to the movies. And while it's still not quite an option at the moment, we have Chris Jones from Showbiz Cinema's Delacombe joining us on the phone to talk about something exciting that is coming to Ballarat. Chris, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, good morning, Chris and Jules. Thanks for having me this morning.
That's quite all right.
You have something pretty cool up your sleeve that you've been working on for a while, and you can finally announce that you're bringing a drive-in cinema to Ballarat.
Absolutely. And look, it's really, really exciting. I mean, obviously, cinemas in Victoria have been closed for the best part of the last 7 months. So whilst we're expected to open up our normal cinemas at Showbiz in the coming weeks, we've been working away with the Ballarat Agricultural and Pastoral Society, as well as the City of Ballarat, to bring a drive-in cinema to the Ballarat Showgrounds, which is great news.
That is so cool. Now, so many people, so many listeners of our show, possibly have never experienced it's like.
I've never been to one.
You've never been?
No.
Man, see, I was lucky enough. I was one of the few remaining towns in Australia that still have a drive-in where I grew up in Queensland.
Yep.
And it's one of my fondest memories, going to a drive-in cinema. So to have it coming to Ballarat is exciting. And over 6 months, pretty well over the nicest part of the year here in Ballarat, I understand, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right in what you said before about there's literally a whole generation of people that have never experienced the drive-in. So, yeah, we're certainly excited to be able to make that happen.
So it kicks off November 13, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Friday, November 13. So we'll be screening on Friday and the Saturday.
Yep.
And we'll be screening Friday, Saturday each week thereafter. And I can also announce today our opening program for the opening week.
Yep.
Which is we're screening Trolls World Tour. First session, a good family film.
Wonderful. Yep.
Then on the Friday night, as our late evening session, we're going to be screening the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, so good.
Oh, great throwback.
Great throwback. Great drive-in movie. And then on the Saturday night, we're going to screen Trolls World Tour again, followed by the original Grease, which you can imagine what a classic drive-in movie that is also.
Yeah, definitely. How is it going to work do people buy tickets online for this, or do they just roll up with their cars and then pay for it at the gate?
No, look, everyone's going to have to purchase their tickets online. As part of our COVID safety plan, we need everyone to purchase their tickets online prior, and that way we capture everyone's details as well. Tickets are going to go on sale from tomorrow, so we've got limited capacity in terms of the amount of cars that we can fit onto Broadhead Arena there at the showground, so I'd certainly encourage people to get online quickly and purchase their tickets.
Now the Showbiz website, is that the best place to go for more details and to purchase those tickets?
Yeah, that's right, showbizcinemas.com.au.
Perfect. Jump on that one to find out more and to get those tickets nice and early to avoid missing out. Now, I just want to talk a little, because, I mean, for me, I'm
personal interest.
Personal interest. I'm excited about this.
I knew this was going to come up.
Well, I just want to talk about how I guess the experience is going to work, because I know, like, the real old-fashioned drive-in, you had those big, heavy, clunky speakers that you would hang inside your car, and the sound wasn't always awesome, but it was kind of part of the experience. So is sound going to work in a different way for this experience?
Look, it is. Technology's come a long way since those days, Chris. And as you guys would well know, we've got a lovely thing these days called, FM frequency.
Oh, you've heard of that.
we've got an FM transmitter which will transmit the audio of the movie soundtrack. And that will be, so people in their cars just tune into a particular frequency.
Yep.
And, of course, everyone's got a great car stereo these days, so the quality of sound is sensational.
Oh, how good is that?
I love that.
I'm pumped for this. I'm really excited.
And the other big one, Chris, are you going to be showing Tenet anytime soon? Because Chris has been hanging out for it.
Well, I can't confirm it yet, but we're working away at it, and fingers crossed in the coming weeks, we'll certainly be able to screen Tenet.
Oh, man. I'd be super excited to see that. Well, Chris Jones from Showbiz Cinemas, it has been a pleasure. This is exciting. We're so glad you're bringing it to Ballarat, and we can't wait to see it at the showgrounds. And thank you for the chat.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.